This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Tomorrow is the end of Nobel Week when, each year, the Nobel Prizes are awarded in Stockholm, Sweden, all except for the Nobel Peace Prize. The winner of that one, the winner this year is the Iranian human rights lawyer Shireen Abadi, the winner gets that award in Oslo, Norway. Who knows why the Nobel Prizes get distributed in two different cities in two different countries? Slate's Andy Bowers knows, and here he is with an explainer.
One part of this answer is easy. When Swedish-born philanthropist Alfred Nobel, the inventor of dynamite, passed away in 1896, his will specified that Sweden would handle all except the Peace Prize, which he bequeathed to Norway. But in doing so, he was not granting that privilege to another country. At that time, Norway was formally part of a union under the Swedish monarchy. The Norwegians did, however, have their own parliament, to which Nobel granted the authority over his new peace prize. The parliament would then pick a 5-member committee to make the award. Norway then gained independence from Sweden in 1905. But the more difficult question is exactly why Alfred Nobel divided the prizes between Sweden and Norway. The trouble is, he never told anybody. The Nobel Committee's website offers a few of the theories that have emerged over the years. One is that Nobel knew the task of choosing the world's top peacemaker each year would be highly political. Therefore, this theory goes, it made sense to give it to the Norwegian parliament, which had no independent foreign policy because it was part of Sweden. But it also could have been for more prosaic reasons, such as that Nobel just wanted to spread the wealth.
Andy Bowers is a Slate senior editor. And if you have a question raised by the news coverage you hear on NPR or elsewhere, we have answers. Send in the really hard questions. We like to make Andy work for his explainers. Our email address is explainer@npr.org. The address again, explainer@npr.org.